Now, the event is free, but yet it's a fundraiser. How does that work?
Well, funny you should ask. It's one of the things that has really been helpful is we've had some really good support from the community and the businesses in this community. So Frames Unlimited, for example, is our title sponsor. Mm-hmm. We also have sponsors, the Gordon Group, which is a part of Keeler Williams Realty, and then Right Brain Brewery, which is up out of Traverse City, a craft brewer up there. They provide a lot of the funding to help us defray the production costs and things like that. And then even though it's a free show, we do have donation jars. So if people feel like kicking in $5, $10, $20 because they've enjoyed the evening, that's mm-hmm. great. If you're a starving college student and you just want to come see good music, that's fine too.
Sure.
But then we also have a silent auction. And some of the items, for example, we have a night stay at the Marriott, mm-hmm. JW Marriott. We have tickets to the Whitecaps. We have a beautiful quilt that was made by a local artisan that's actually a historical reproduction. So if you're into the whole quilting thing, this is something, it's modeled after a famous quilt from 1932 when all the fabric was actually reproduced by the Michigan State Extension Service. Mm-hmm. So it's... lots of different things. We actually have free cake. My wife owns a cake shop, Connie's Cakes.
Terrific.
And she'll be providing cake for the bands. And if you get there early enough, you can have a free piece of cake. So it's a really fun evening and a really fun mm-hmm. Way to spend some time. And because of that, people have been very, very generous. So we have a lot of local sponsors. Those are our major sponsors. But we have a lot of other smaller local mm-hmm. sponsors who come in and help us out. And everybody just has a really good time. And if you've never seen a show at the Wealthy Theater, it is one of, if not the best, one of the best environments to see a musical performance in the whole city of Grand Rapids.
Oh, absolutely. Such a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it's great what they've done there as part of the Community Media Center. Mm-hmm. When they took over that venue probably, I'm guessing, like 5 or 6 years ago now. Mm-hmm. They've done great things. I mean, the first year we were there, and remember this, Jake, they had just fixed the roof. So they were, they said, well, you won't get wet at least being in here. But they had almost no audio gear. We ended up bringing in, we got donations, and we brought in pretty much all the audio gear, the speakers, the lights. They had a stage and a roof. And we've really, it's been fun to watch how that facility has really grown with their, beautiful sound system now, full lighting rig. They've got video now. It's a great, great place to see a show.
So this is a benefit for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. What's important that people know and understand about juvenile diabetes?
Well, the big thing about juvenile diabetes is it's different from type 2 diabetes, which is much more common.
Okay.
93% of the people with quote-unquote diabetes have type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. Type 2 can often be controlled, not always, but often be controlled with diet and exercise. Mm-hmm. Type 1 diabetes, it does not have anything to do with your lifestyle or what you eat. You can't get diabetes from eating type 1 diabetes from eating too much sugar.
Sure.
You can't get it from lying around. You can't get it from playing too many video games. Jake, for example, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 6 years old. That had nothing to do with his lifestyle. The thing is with a type 1 diabetic has to take insulin mm-hmm. every day or they'll eventually go into a diabetic coma and die. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic here, but that is the fact. The other thing with somebody with diabetes is the constant checking of the blood sugar, mm-hmm. the constant monitoring of their condition just to make sure that they're staying healthy. Simple things like, oh, hey, there's a donut. We're going to have coffee and a donut, mm-hmm. which you or I do and don't even think about it. Somebody like Jake has to go, well, a donut, well, that's going to have 15 grams of carbohydrate in it, so I'm going to have to give myself extra insulin to cover that donut.
Okay.
You think about that. If you have to think about, too many people talk about dieting, but if you think about how much insulin you've got to take in for every piece of food that goes in mm-hmm. your mouth so that your body will be regulated mm-hmm. Just so you can have a quote-unquote normal life. And now think about doing that as a 5 or a 6 or a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. Think about, we have friends whose children were diagnosed when they were 2 years old. Mm. Imagine what that's like, giving a 2-year-old a shot 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. Mm. That's the reality. And
sure.
That's why we're very, very passionate about finding a cure for this disease.
This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square. I've been joined in studio by Tom and Jake Scheidel. They have Jake's Music Festival coming up Saturday, April 14th at the Wealthy Theater from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. A lot of great bands to check out. Thanks so much for joining me, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.